Today, we will cover corporate bond fundamentals for the SIE exam. Let's begin by establishing what a corporate bond really is. At its core, it's a loan. When you buy a corporate bond, you are lending money to a corporation. In return for your loan, the corporation promises to pay you back in the future and to pay you interest along the way. Three key terms define this agreement, and you absolutely must know them. They are par value, coupon rate, and maturity date. First, par value, also known as face value, is the amount the corporation will repay you when the loan is due. For almost every corporate bond you'll see on the exam, the par value is $1,000. This is the principal amount of the loan. Second is the coupon rate. This is the fixed annual interest rate that the bond pays, and it's always expressed as a percentage of the par value. For example, if a bond has a 5% coupon, it pays 5% of $1,000, which is $50 per year. This payment is typically made in two semi-annual installments, so our investor would receive $25 every 6 months. It's critical to remember the coupon rate itself does not change throughout the life of the bond. Finally, the maturity date is the specific day in the future when the corporation repays the par value, and the final interest payment is made, officially ending the loan agreement. Now we arrive at the most tested concept regarding bonds, the inverse relationship between interest rates and bond prices. When we talk about interest rates in this context, we are referring to the prevailing market rates for new bonds being issued. The price of an existing bond in the secondary market must adjust to remain competitive with these new bonds. This creates an inverse or opposite relationship. As prevailing interest rates rise, the prices of existing bonds fall. Conversely, as prevailing interest rates fall, the prices of existing bonds rise. Let's use an example to make this concrete. Suppose you own that 5% coupon bond, paying $50 a year. A year later, due to changes in the economy, interest rates have risen. Corporations are now issuing new bonds with similar risk profiles that pay a 7% coupon or $70 a year. Why would anyone pay the full $1,000 par value for your bond that only pays $50 when they could buy a new bond for the same price and get $70? They wouldn't. For you to sell your bond, you must lower its price to a point where the total return becomes competitive with the new 7% bonds. Your bond is now trading at a discount, meaning its market price is below $1,000. The opposite is also true. If interest rates fall to 3%, new bonds will only pay $30 per year. Suddenly, your 5% bond paying $50 a year looks incredibly attractive. Investors would be willing to pay more than $1,000 to get that higher income stream. In this case, your bond would trade at a premium with a market price above its par value. Here's a mental shortcut to lock this in. Think of it as the interest rate seesaw. Picture a seesaw in a playground. On one seat, you have interest rates, and on the other, you have bond prices. When the interest rate side goes up, the bond price side must go down. When the interest rate side goes down, the bond price side must go up. They always move in opposite directions. On the exam, a common trap is confusing the fixed coupon rate with the changing market yield. A question might state that a 6% bond is trading at 95. This means it's trading for $950, which is a discount. It will then ask you to identify the relationship between its yields. Because the price is lower, its overall yield to an investor will be higher than the 6% coupon. The interest rate seesaw helps you visualize that if the price is down, the yield, or effective rate of return, must be up, reflecting the higher current interest rate environment.